A reading from Acts chapter 10, from verse 34. Peter is in Cornelius's house. Cornelius, having had a dream and had asked Peter to come to his house. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one to whom God has appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. Thanks be to God for this reading of his holy word. That is the beginning of the message of Jesus spreading out from the Jews to the Gentiles. That's us. Everybody, in fact. We've heard witnesses to the resurrection. We've heard about Peter being sent to Cornelius's house and how the Lord shows Peter that the message of Jesus is not restricted to Jews. The folk who witnessed the resurrection were ordinary folk like you and me. They were folk who were frightened, folk who doubted, folk who were confused by the events, but eventually, when they had met the risen Christ, they believed. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who have not seen but believed." Like the people at Cornelius's house, we like them have not seen, but we too do and can believe. We too, as we meet and continue to meet the risen Lord in a garden, on a street, on a journey, behind closed doors, over a shared meal, in a home, we can receive new life through him. Forgiveness of all our sin, a direction and a reason for our lives, and a message that is too good not to share.